is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian President Vladimir Putin told his Finnish counterpart Sauli Niinistö on Saturday that ditching neutrality and joining NATO would be a mistake that could damage relations between their two countries. That's according to the Kremlin. The two countries said their president spoke by phone 2 days after Finland declared its intention to join the Western alliance. Moscow has described that as a security threat that will require it to respond, but the Kremlin has not specified how. Very complex talks are underway to evacuate a large number of wounded soldiers from a besieged steelworks in the strategic southeastern port of Mariupol in return for the release of Russian prisoners of war. This is what Ukraine's president is saying. Mariupol, which has seen the heaviest fighting in nearly 3 months of war, is now in Russian hands, but hundreds of Ukrainian defenders are still holding out at the Azovstal steelworks despite weeks of heavy Russian bombardment. Group of seven foreign ministers vowed Saturday to reinforce Russia's economic and political isolation, continue supplying weapons to Ukraine, and tackle what Germany's foreign minister described as a wheat war being waged by Moscow. After meeting at a 400-year-old castle estate in a Baltic Sea resort, senior diplomats from Britain, Canada, Germany, France, Italy, Japan, the U.S., and the European Union also pledged to continue their military and defense assistance to Ukraine for as long as necessary. And a Ukrainian court has held a preliminary hearing in the first war crimes trial arising from Russia's February 24th invasion after charging a captured Russian soldier with the murder of a 62-year-old civilian. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Somalia have announced a 33-hour curfew on the capital Mogadishu that will keep almost all residents at home during a presidential election by lawmakers on Sunday, in which incumbent leader Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed is seeking a second term. A police spokesperson announced at a press conference on Saturday a full curfew in the city, covering both traffic and people from Saturday at 9 p.m. until Monday at 6 a.m. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said on Saturday the spread of COVID-19 had thrust his country into great turmoil and called for an all-out battle to overcome the outbreak. This as 21 daily deaths were reported among people with fever. North Korea this week acknowledged for the first time a COVID-19 outbreak, imposing a nationwide lockdown. But there was no sign of a rigorous testing or treatment campaign in the isolated country's rudimentary healthcare system. Police in New Delhi arrested two people suspected of flouting fire safety regulations on Saturday after at least 27 people died in a blaze at a building housing a manufacturing unit for surveillance cameras. Rescue teams worked overnight to clear the burnout four-story building near a railway station in the western suburbs. The Palestinian Authority said on Saturday it would welcome international support in the inquiry into the death of an Al Jazeera journalist, while Israel said it would investigate an eruption of violence at her funeral. The death of veteran reporter Shireen Abu Akleh sparked an outpouring of grief, and Israeli police charged at a crowd of Palestinian mourners carrying her coffin through Jerusalem's Old City on Friday, drawing international condemnation. United Arab Emirates strongman Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan was formally elected president on Saturday. Among his past endeavors are these. He led a realignment of the Middle East that created a new anti-Iran axis with Israel and fought a rising tide of political Islam in the region. And working behind the scenes for years as the de facto leader, Sheikh Mohammed transformed the UAE's military into a high-tech force, which, coupled with its oil wealth and business hub status, extended Emirati influence internationally. And India banned wheat exports on Saturday as a scorching heat wave curtailed output and domestic prices hit a record high. For more on these and other stories making headlines today, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.